going to be?
I know. What are they going to make me out?
What are they going to edit you to be?
I think they're going to make me. I don't know. I think I'm going to be the big. I don't know. Just something big and scary and too sexual for network television.
Is this going to be? And I can already. I don't know what it's like.
No.
You just have to walk around topless.
Seriously.
So I'll just be a bunch of cubes.
Yeah.
I can already. Is there going to like the black and white confessional footage where there's like the Seal music player? You know, like whatever. There's like Sting underneath. And you're like, Jim is just being such a jerk, and I don't know what his damage is.
Maybe you'll have a confessional room.
No, I don't have time for this drama.
So.
I'm here to win.
No, I don't think so, because they're going to, a lot of the stuff is going to be on the website, the MSN. It's going to be, it's rockstar.msn.com.
That's where I actually pulled all this information from that I was shamelessly.
Where they're going to have most of the in-house drama. I think the television show itself is going to be all about the rehearsing.
Is it airing everywhere? Not just in this country? Is it airing around the world? You know?
It's airing around the world.
Yeah.
Australia, the UK, Malaysia, New Zealand.
You'll be huge in Malaysia.
I think so.
Literally. Well as figuratively.
She's huge.
Gozira! Storm!
Gozira!
You run!
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah.
It's any excuse to use the voice. Have you met the... Okay, so the band is Tommy Lee, Jason Newsted, and Gilby Clark. Gilby Clark's probably the least famous, but man, I saw him play in front of 80,000 people with Guns N' Roses.
Oh, no, he's amazing. He's got the best reputation of a session player and of a live performer and a guitar player.
Have you met these guys? Anybody in the band?
Yeah, I've met them all.
Were they cool?
They're very cool, you know. Tommy is exactly as you would expect. Totally wild and like a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
They're all really good-looking guys. They're all holding up really well, considering their, you know, their ant-snorting past. But I don't think Jason actually was the super...
He's mellow, Jason. He seems kind of a...
He's really mellow, green tea-drinking monster musician, but, you know, very, very sweet. And he knows me from Northern California, so...
And so, now this is... And again, certain things I know you can talk about, not talk about. We're talking to Storm Large from Storm and the Ball. She's going to be one of 15... This is what they call a reset in radio. If you're just joining us, you're going to be one of 15 competitors on Rockstar Supernova. And so, 15 people, and as I understand it... Yeah, they do it idol style, where it's like whittled down.
Yes.
Three semifinalists, and then one of them gets booted every week.
Yes.
And then ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. And then they do the big tearful thing at the end where it's two of you holding hands or whatever, and America has chosen, and then it's like you. And then you never talk to us again. So the winner's a full-on, an album, a tour.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the best thing ever. It's already the best thing ever. I mean...
It is really, really exciting, and when it started, I came very close to saying, no, I don't want to do it.
Why?
Because I love Portland, and I've always had offers for, like, chances of superstardom and going there, and I just run into these hyenas, and I'm just like, no, I can't. I just can't. But I just said, you know, whatever. I'll just go there, and, you know, I'll say something disgusting about the president, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, okay, thanks. Next, you know. And everyone I've met through this process has been so cool, so down to earth, surprisingly, these television people. And they're really, really sweet and supportive and really into music.
What song did you audition with?
My original song, Ladylike.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
With curse words.
Yeah, which is fantastic.
Yeah, but they really liked it. And they said later, Tommy really responded to that song. Like, yeah, I bet.
Okay. I've seen Tommy respond. You got to be behind glass for that. Bada bing. Let's get a couple. Let's see. We've got, these are not gynecological questions, are they, Scotty? Because all right. Thank you. Steve, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. How can I help you, sir?
I was wondering if Storm had to learn the lyrics to Chewbacca.
Okay.
No.
Thank you. That's
The Supernova song that was featured in the movie Clerks.
I know. Yes, I know what you're referring to. It's three steps too geeky for us. All right. But I give you props for the
Clerks. So she should be okay.
I give you props for the Kevin Smith reference, though. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
All right. I could sing it now and embarrass us all, but I won't. Our good friend Kristen from accounting joins us now on the Rick Emerson Show. How are you, sister?
Bomb diggity. I'm so excited.
No. The second part of that, maybe.
Anything stronger than that. Okay. So, you know, we have to go with what we got.
I mean, how cool. I mean, there's really no words. As Nigel Tufnell would say, there's none more cool.
The funniest thing is, you know, because within our little group, there's been grumblings and rumblings. And, of course, you know, I'm at Dante's a lot, so I've heard little bits and pieces. And, yeah, it's just been so frustrating trying to guess and thinking you know the answer, but not really knowing.
Joni DeRoshi figured it out about 5 minutes before Storm and Davey got here today, and she text messaged me, and she's like, and she informed me that a certain area of her body was becoming...
engorged?
Yes, that's a good word. Thank
okay,
you.
Yeah.
Well, and tumescence.
You know, I don't know
yeah.
if I should really admit this, but I did watch it last season.
And it's a good. I mean, it's
no, a lot of people watch it. I heard.
Yeah.
I didn't. I don't really watch a lot of television, but I heard it was really, really good TV.
I got nothing
fun.
Against the show.
I got yeah. really wrapped up in it because, you know, you just you start rooting for somebody. There's right. always somebody that's just like. Yeah, I really want them to win. So you could just get wrapped up in the whole thing.
Totally. Yeah, and I've heard that it's really not so much about drama and not so much about humiliating the people that are in the bottom three or whatever, like American Idol. It's more about the music and the process and rocking as best as you can and yeah. writing music, writing songs and things.
I was surprised that they were, during the process last year, they were really trying to encourage people. Like, there was this one gal who really didn't have a lot of experience. She really hadn't gone on stage much. And they were just trying to point out, you know, maybe you should try this, maybe you should try that.
Yeah.
It was really support, you know.
Those would be the clinics.
Who
are you referring to?
The way, all right. God
and
bless
of all
you.
People, just before you go,
yes.
Storm, nobody they could get is going to be any better than you. You're going to get it.
It's true. No, it's true.
It is true.
You know, they don't. I'll love to watch the show. But you're going to win. That's all there is.
No, we're going to turn out the vote. Like, it, you know, it's like it, like I'm daily in Chicago, sister. We're going to
oh,
be,
yeah.
Yeah. All right, there you go. That's Kristen from accounting. We'll get one more here in a second. We got a break. Scott Daly's here, but he can wait. So we're here with Storm Large and Davey Nipples. Now, you've seen them in Storm and the Balls and in incarnations of other groups and whatever. So the question for Davey is, are you just going to call dudes at random in the phone book and be like, hey, you watching TV? Yeah, she's with me. Yeah, in your face! And then just hang up. I mean...
I think I'm going to lay pretty low, you know, we'll just see how it goes.
Well, you're going to be laying in a supply of Mylanta. You're going to be just ever... I mean, I'm stressed out and, you know, I mean, it's, I'm not even you. I'm stressed out. So,
are you
I mean,
worried about your girl being so close to Tommy Lee?
I wasn't going to say that. That
you know,
I wasn't...
That kind of came up, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Oh.
Storm's going to be a good girl.
She's always a good girl.
Well, here's the thing. You know, Tommy Lee and I have met a couple of times. And
she
we were.
Scared him.
I scared him. I just pulled out the.
You don't seem
know,
like his
the
type.
Stormisms. No, I'm almost.
Too much self-esteem.
I'm almost his
I think
age.
She's intriguing.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing.
You're the challenge. You're
down,
a challenge
so.
For
he
him.
He did the guy thing where he kind of in third person suggested that I to somebody else in earshot that I had invited him up to my hotel room,
ooh.
And he quickly. Looked at me and goes, oh, yeah, I'm just kidding. I'm just messing with you.
That's a test balloon.
And I said, it is. And I looked at him, I go, yeah, dude, you don't want to go toe-to-toe having a sword fight with my strap on. You'll lose.
Okay. Let's,
and he laughs and loves it.
Let's take one more here and then we'll break. Bryn, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. How can I help you?
Hey, Rick. I'm the guy who I think started off the whole mystery sound thing by not choosing when I was a boy.
Oh, yeah. God damn you. You are my sworn enemy, sir.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to thank me.
No. That's your thank you. All right, how can I help you?
I was going to say that I've seen that show, too. That's one of the only TV shows that really has ever sucked me in was Rockstar in Excess.
Rockstar, yeah.
Fantastic show.
It's
Yeah, some of the best performances I've ever seen on TV with the competition. They were really good.
There you go.
Cool,
so,
I'm excited.
And it starts Wednesday, July 5th. All right, thank you, Bryn.
Yeah.
All right, you're still dead to me. Thank you. What? Real quickly, what is the female-to-male breakout of the competitors? Do you know on Rockstar
you know,
Supernova?
I think there are more girls than boys.
They got to pick a
time.
Chick. They have to. Just from a marketing point of view. I mean, they'll disrespect. They have to.
And though no. we've all never really officially met, until we move into the mansion, we don't officially get to
the
meet.
The mansion?
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful house.
Ooh, so you're going to have roommates and everything?
Yeah,
is
I'm going
like
to be living with... I don't watch that. I don't know what that is.
It's a great show.
Sorry, but, is that where Tawny Katane is always drunk and dangerous?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I saw part of that, and she was so upsetting, I couldn't stop watching it, and that was the surreal life.
Fantastic. Let's take a break here. We'll come back. We're here with Storm Large and Davey Nipples from Storm and the Ball. Storm Large,
yay.
One of 15 contestants on Rockstar Supernova. One chosen from 25,000. to compete.
Portland, effing Oregon!
That's what I'm talking about. The show premieres Wednesday, July 5th. We'll come back, talk more to Storm and Davey. We'll squeeze in a little Scott Daly love later on. He's used to never getting on. We got more on the way. Say they like us at 3. The final Phil Henry show ever. 7 o'clock tonight. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970. Solid State Radio.
Solid State Radio.
Hello, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green All-Purpose Cleaner Degreaser. 30 years ago, my father and I witnessed a fatal cleaning accident. That inspired us to develop a product that would eliminate the need for hazardous cleaners. Today, Simple Green has become the world's finest non-toxic all-purpose cleaner. Its concentrated formula can handle virtually any cleaning job you might have. The kitchen, bathroom, laundry, and garage. Simple Green cleans them all quickly and safely. At Simple Green, your family's safety is our business.
If you haven't heard the Rick Emerson Show lately, you haven't heard this.
Yeah.
From Britain's News of the World comes word that sleepy George Michael has crashed the car again.
Okay, Jesus God. Have we all seen the photos?
Go to my website.
I'm okay.
I was going to put them on mine, but Rick said he hasn't.
I'll post them on mine, too, so that they're everywhere.
Yep.
Sweet holy God almighty. If you have not seen these photos.
Yeah, he's ready for a tour and has cleaned up his act.
You know, I wasn't even going to say who they were. I was just going to post these photos and say, like, do you know who this is? Because no one.
It looks like something out of an old Warner Brothers 30s werewolf movie.
I was just going to say, it's like a vampire movie. Here, it even looks like he's got fangs in this one.
Right. He wouldn't even be picked up at the Beverly Hills restroom at this point.
No. I know it seems like we've had this story 3, 4, 5 weeks in a row. It's because he's clearly on the downward slide towards oblivion.
Let's listen. Rick Emerson. Weekdays noon to like us on AM 970. Solid State Radio.
Shop and tell message of the day. If there's one thing I'm good at, it's shopping. If there's one thing I'm not, math. But I sure know what half off means. It means you get to revamp your summer wardrobe for a song.
That's weird.
For a song. Anyway, Kohler's having a half price sale. This Friday and Saturday, save 50% throughout the store. Like family shorts and real cute capris for half off. Leave the calculator at home. The math's easy.
Kohl's half price sale. This Friday and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Kohl's. Expect great things.
Come to Sunset Strip!
Hey, this is Marconi down at the Sunset Strip. Let's check in now with Lexi in the dressing room.
Thanks, Marconi. I'm back here in the dressing room, and there's no one here to talk to me. They must be out shaking on one of the two stages, the VIP lounge or the champagne room.
Lexi, there are plenty of ladies out here. I'm with the Sunset Strip head DJ. Hey, you look familiar. Do I know you from somewhere?
No, I've never seen you before in my life. Get away from me.
But I just wanted to ask you a question.
There's only room in this DJ booth for one fatty. Now move on.
Security?
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you leave, please.
Take a trip to the Sunset Strip.
Come see Portland's hottest dancers and meet Tiny.
When you're in Salem, visit the Sunset Strip Sister Club, the famous Firehouse Cabaret. Come see Salem's hottest dancers and friendliest bar staff. Located just off I-5 at 5782 Portland Road Northeast.
And join us every Saturday at 2 p.m. for the free Texas Hold'em Tournament.
Lexi.
Come see me shaking along with Portland's hottest dancers. Take the Cedar Hills exit off Highway 217 or exit 69B off Highway 26. Call for directions at 503-297-8466.
Take a
trip to the Sunset Strip.
Hey, poker fans, casino buffs, billiard players, listen up. The Northwest is now introducing the newest, latest, and hottest magazine for all the games you love to play on the felt. Whether it's poker, blackjack, billiards, craps, roulette, and did I say poker? On the Felt magazine has it all. On the Felt magazine gives you all the insider information on the latest casino features and gaming tips, player profiles, poker and billiards tutorials, and a whole lot more. A one-year membership is only $30, and that's just the beginning. In addition to your one-year bi-monthly membership to On the Felt magazine, you'll also be a part of the Final Table Club, where you'll receive discounts at all On the Felt retailers, an embroidered hat, free admission to the Oregon Gaming Expo in September, a bonus gift, and much, much more. For more information about On the Felt magazine, or to sign up now, go to the AM 970 website at www.970.am and click on the On the Felt logo. On the Felt magazine. It's everything you need to know about games on the felt.
If you haven't heard the Rick Emerson Show lately, you haven't heard this.
Yeah. By the way, no two critics. We are now literally actually doing bathroom talk. Not figuratively, colloquially. This is real bathroom humor.
Not blue humor.
No, not blue. Do you take like a random encyclopedia with you, sitting there in the bed, do you have the entire set and you pick a volume at random, or are you...
Well, it actually started out where I just grabbed one, just randomly grabbed them, and then once I started doing that, I realized, you know what, I'm going to start reading the same ones over again, so I started from A to Z.
Maybe he's a librarian.
So you are actually reading the encyclopedia. That's pretty happening.
They have a book out there, it's called The Bathroom Reader. It's all kinds of facts and figures.
I do have that, yes. You know what you are? You're like one of those quirky characters that would be like in a sitcom somewhere. There'd be some guy, and that would be his shtick, and you'd be like...